And we focus in on mental health for a little bit. Lisa Davison joining us. Lisa is a therapist with Mentis and working in the local schools. Another of our Mindful Mondays programs brought to you by Mentis. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a quick overview. What are students today concerned about? I mean, my gosh, there's really nothing to upset one these days.
Yeah, we have a variety of issues going on. Since the fires last October, I mean, people are being triggered again with all the smoke in the air and everything else. And kids are having to deal a lot with things, the stresses that their parents are going through. There's been increases in domestic violence, and kids are witnessing this. And we have, you know, just a lot of stress in the home, and the kids feel this. They understand what, you know, that there's things aren't right, and they get a lot of depression and anxiety. And we have separation anxiety where kids don't want to be away from their parents. They'll have nightmares, and they'll have, you know, just not wanting to go to school and, you know, being fearful of things that maybe they normally wouldn't have been triggered, but they're being triggered. And so they worry about things happening in the future, and then they'll worry about, they'll start worrying about different things, like they'll be afraid of death, or they'll be afraid of, spiders or something, that everything, it seems more heightened lately.
Sure.
And then they'll get into, feeling depressed, and kids react differently than adults do simply because we make them go to school, and they can't just lay there and do nothing. So they will, a lot of times they'll have temper fits, and they'll be angry and lash out, and they'll get in trouble at school, and their grades will go down. We'll see changes in eating patterns. You know, they'll eat more or less than they normally do, or they'll sleep more or less than they normally do. So these are all signs to watch out for. They'll get sad, cry a lot for seemingly no reason. They'll talk bad about themselves sometimes and say, you know, I'm no good at this, or I'm ugly, or I'm, you know, they'll put down on themselves. They'll talk about death sometimes and suicide. Sometimes they'll self-harm. So these are things to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in teens, if they start giving away items that mean a lot to them, if they start giving things away and just not enjoying the activities they used to do, or they're not as social as they used to be, those are really warning signs that your teen is in trouble or your child is in trouble, and you need to get them help right away.
Yeah.
So we're seeing signs of this in schools and stuff.
There's some developmental point with kids where they transition from needing to be reassured by the parents to more being needing to be reassured by their friends.
Right.
What's the difference there? Where in the developmental process does that begin to happen, and how does that affect what the parents should be doing?
That really starts around puberty, when they're starting to change into, you know, they're not adults and they're not children. They're kind of this in between stage. And they start wanting to find their own identity, and they're looking for who they are. And so they look a lot to friends and see, like, peers become very important at that stage. And, you know, what are the peers doing, and how do I fit in? They want to fit in, and they're very self-conscious, and it's really a lot about them. And if parents can just, you know, reassure them that, you know, that they're great who they are, and, you know, and just try to help them through the process and explain this sometimes to them, because they don't understand what's going on all the time with them. They don't know why they're feeling anxious, or why they're feeling sad, or why they're, you know, and a lot of this is, you know, a lot of it can be the age and the development stage they're in, but when things start, you can really notice a big difference when they really start changing to where there, you know, there's depression involved or anxiety involved, because everything becomes so extreme. It's not just they're having a little mood swing up and down kind of thing. These are blow-ups on a daily basis kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can see. But, you know, it starts out, you know, where they, you can, some of these symptoms will be mild to where, you know, it could be just development. But when it really gets severe is when they really start making the, when it, you see major changes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you start to see some of these symptoms that you described in your adolescent, your teenage kid. And what kind of steps should you take? I mean, it's a difficult subject to broach with anyone, including your own children, of
right.
You know, how are you feeling? Why are you acting this way? You're going to get some pushback from that. So what should parents do?
Well, parents should talk to their kids. Ask them if they want to talk to somebody about it. You know, kids will pretty much, you know, you tell them that really there's, you know, this is very normal that this happens a lot to people when they're going through a tough time, and it's normal to feel this way, because people, a lot of time, especially with mental health, there's stigma and thinking, well, there's something wrong with me, I'm crazy, you know, I need to, you know, those kinds of words come out a lot. When it's just, no, they need the support and they need understanding that, you know, we all go through tough times and we all need extra help. And it's not something to be ashamed of. And because it seems like a lot of times there's shame about it. I mean, I'll have kids in my office, and every time they come in, I'll say, you're not in trouble. When I first seen a kid, I said, you're here because we feel like you need some extra help, and I'm here to help you. And, you know, this is not something, you're in trouble, and you're not, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just we're giving you extra support. And they all, you know, you can see the relief on their face. It's like, you know, oh, I'm okay. You know, I just, you know, I'm just going through a tough time, and this person's here to help me and be supportive of me. And so they get that. So they understand that. So, you know, just explaining that to them and just being mindful of changes in your child, I mean, is really it. And just being observant of what's going on and listening to what they're saying and how they're reacting, because they will tell you if something is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of times we just get so busy with our lives, we aren't listening to what they're telling us.
Yeah.
And so that's important. And I've seen this in kids in second, third grade, too. I mean, I've seen major depression in kids. So it starts early.
And does that indicate genetic or inherent chemical conditions that cause that?
There is a genetic component to it, but there's a lot of factors, environmental factors and different things. But there is a genetic component. It tends to run in families, depression and anxiety. And so it doesn't mean that your child will have that just because it runs in the family, but it's an indicator that it's probably likely. So, you know, you just need to watch your kid and make sure that they're on track. I mean, grades is another thing. Grades will slip, and they will not do well in school, and that's a big indicator. If they're doing okay, and then there's a change in their grades, and they're not doing well, then that's an indication there's something going on with that kid.
We're talking with Lisa Davison, a mental health therapist with Mentis, in our Mindful Mondays program today. Quick break. Back with more in a minute.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and SalonPas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in SalonPas Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. SalonPas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, SalonPause Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Fall is here, and it's a beautiful time to connect with nature, family, friends, and yourself. Head over to Napa Hot Yoga to hone your flexibility and balance. Take advantage of Napa Hot Yoga's one-month fall special. $79 gets you unlimited monthly classes. Visit Napa Hot Yoga at 1660 Silverado Trail or online at NapaHotYoga.com. Napa Hot Yoga, bend beyond.
Community Grapevine.
Dr. Christine Gross with the Napa Valley Unified School District Magnet Schools. We invite you to join over 2,500 magnet students at Bel Air Park, IB Communication and Media, Harvest, IB, Dual Immersion, Napa Junction, STEM, Pueblo Vista, Dual Immersion, Environmental Sciences, Willow, Arts Integration, Phillips, Leadership Engineering Art Design. Apply October 1st through November 30th, NVUSD.org.
We're back at 7:21. It's the KVON Morning Show for Monday, November 19th. And we're talking right now with Lisa Davison, who is a mental health therapist with Mentis in our Mindful Mondays program. And Lisa works with school-age kids, and we're talking about the mental health issues that she's seeing and dealing with. When we started out the program, we were talking about a lot of people, kids and adults, of course, being triggered by the fires in Butte County and the fires in Malibu, everyone recalling what it was like a year ago for us here closer to home when the threat was more immediate, all the smoke in the air. You can't get away from being reminded of what's going on and what happened a year ago. And then to add on to that, we have had yet another mass shooting event that took place in an environment, a situation where there were a lot of students and young people, and obviously the loss of life of an 18-year-old who grew up and went to school right here in Napa. That's another triggering event for young people who already have this new burden to bear, and that is the fear of the mass shooting that's become part of their lives. I'm sure you're seeing some reaction among young people around those topics, right?
Yeah, then kids are afraid to go to school. They're afraid to be away from their parents and the home. And that's when you see the anxiety coming out, where they just have, you know, have a fear of death, and those kinds of things come up. And it's an extreme fear, and they go to, you know, where they're just, you know, they'll fight you when you try to take them to school, or they'll not want to get out of the car, or they'll, you know, won't want you to go to work and leave them. I mean, it gets, you know, because they don't want to be away because they're afraid something's going to happen. They worry about the future and something happening to them or their parents, or, you know, if something were to happen, they aren't there to stop it, kind of thing. Not that they could do anything about it, but they do have those fears. And so then we look for symptoms like heart pounding, and, you know, we ask them, well, you know, when you get really scared, what happens? You know, does your heart pound? Do you have trouble breathing? Do you feel dizzy, shaky, sweaty, those kinds of symptoms? We'll ask them right out, and they'll tell you yes or no if they have those kinds of feelings, but they'll also tell you about their fears and those kinds of things. So they're pretty, you know, you ask a kid and they will tell you. So they're happy to have somebody listen and be interested into what's going on with them. So, that is, you know, but you need to listen. You need to understand that these fears are coming from these things that are triggering them. And so then what we do with them is, a lot of times we focus on where you feel this in your body. Where are you feeling it? Is it your head? Is it your stomach? You know, they'll complain of stomach aches a lot, or headaches and that kind of thing, especially with depression and anxiety. Those kinds of things will come up. They'll have a lot of physical symptoms and say, oh, I can't go to school today because I feel really sick and my stomach hurts. Or I have a really bad headache, and I, you know, and they'll complain about those things. And they may really have them, but it's all being triggered from a traumatic experience or something that's happened that they're afraid of. So.
Right. And yet, you know, there's so many things in life you can think about that we are fearful of that are probably never going to happen. In fact, are remotely unlikely. And yet, some things seem to be getting worse. And it's hard to it's hard to say to a kid like, well, why would you be afraid of a mass shooting? What you know, how you can't even formulate that thought because we're all afraid of it right now.
Yeah, and we've had shootings here in the Valley with, you know, over at the Veterans Home and down at Starbucks and things like that. So those were not that far off. And so kids remember that. And that's why it's important to talk to them about that and kind of, you know, alleviate some of those fears that yes, those things happen. We can't control them. But we don't want to live in a state of fear all the time because then that wreaks havoc on the body and not just mental but physical as well. So those kinds of things, can take its toll after a while. So, a lot of times when working with kids, we work with alleviating stress and relieve and how to deal with that and fears and how we deal with that. And we'll do a lot of mindful activities. And there's mindful activities for kids. And I have a set of cards for kids. And we go through the cards and we'll pick out a card and we'll do whatever the card says. And for instance, this is an example. One of the cards is like, you get grapes and you eat the grape and you, what does that taste? What does it taste like? What does the texture feel like? And so it brings you into the present moment. And so it just, there's a whole array of them we do. And then we do deep breathing. We teach the kids how to breathe deeply and calm themselves. Self-soothing is so important. I do a lot of times, where you take them to a safe, calm place. You have them close their eyes and you think about this place. Nothing can touch you. Nothing can, you know, you're safe. It's calm. And you go through the five senses. And when you do that, it brings you back and it calms you down and you feel really comfortable. And I have them practice this at night, usually. I'll say, before you go to bed, you practice this every night before you go to bed, and you breathe deeply, and then it helps calm you, and you can go to sleep. So that's one thing I do with them. We also do art. It helps. A lot of times I'll have them draw what they're feeling. Like, what is this, you know, when you're angry, what does that look like? When you're scared, what does that look like? And I will get a whole different array of different kinds of pictures and colors and that describe how they're feeling. And it's really beneficial, and especially when they see it, they're like, oh, okay, now I can deal with this because it's got a face. And then the most important thing is we go over is gratitude journals, and I have them write things that they're thankful for and what they're grateful for. You know, what do you have in your life that's important and that makes you feel good, and focus on that. And you can actually change the way you think by doing that. And so that's things that I do with them that I think will carry on through the rest of their lives.
Yeah, it's terrific.
If they continue to practice them. So.
Lisa Davison, mental health therapist with Mentis, and anyone listening who has concerns about themselves or other people, how can they reach out to you?
They can call Mentis. Our Mentis phone, it's, let me think of the number right now. I don't have it in front of me. And I don't call it that often, but,
I'll tell you what, I'll find that for you and I'll put it on the air here in just a minute.
Yeah, they can call us and then, talk to Grace, our intake coordinator, and she can help direct you in to the area you need to be.
Yeah. So. Sounds good. Lisa, thanks for your time on the air this morning and for your work.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
It's currently 7:30. We're just right on the 7:30 mark. And let me see if I can give you that phone number right here. Let's see. It's not on. It's actually not on this sheet. But if you go to Facebook, facebook.com/MentisNapa, you can also, of course, search Mentis on whatever search you use. You will find their website. It won't be hard to locate a phone number to call if that's what you need. 7:30 now at KVON. Time for a news break. We'll check on the news next after this.
Here's what's coming up at the Uptown Theater. Coming up on November 30th, Johnny